so we don't know which one was paid up. This Malba right now, he has that he shows, he has a receipt that one of these two shtars were paid up. So therefore, he can't go to either one of them, because both of them could say, listen, I'm the loiva that I paid up already. So it says again, Nimtza liyechad ben shtaraisav. So a Malba finds between the shtaras, that shtaras yeyesa b'shem prua, that one of these two shtaras were paid up already. So loch re shtaras stand prua, you have to act as if both of them are paid up. Why? We're saying a svar, even though a Malba has a receipt, it means nothing. So we have to deal with the Yomer, Nimtza ben shtaras kuruyim. It was found, the shtar was found amongst his shtaras, his piles, a ripped up shtaras. So Achinam Yeroso, Shemotze ben shtaras kuruyim. He found the shtar amongst the pile of ripped up shtaras. So that's a ksas reyes to say that it was really paid up already. And now that he finds the receipt, for sure we say it was paid up. Toshima, Shavua shalei pogdeini abba. When you have to swear that my father did not give me anything. So Rashi says, Mishnehi b'shvuas, that yisayimim min yisayimim. If one yosim wants to collect from another yisayimim, they have a shtaras saying, your father owed our father money. It's la'yifra, you don't have to pay up, ela b'shvua. Until the loiva swears, or the malva swears, the children of malva. What's the shvua they have to swear? Shvua shloi pagdeini abba b'tzavua misa. V'shloi omolonu koydun l'chein, v'shloi mitzinu sheva ben shtreisav. Like the kids that want to collect have to say clearly that we know we have no pikodin, and for sure it wasn't paid up yet, we don't have any shtar, we don't have any receipt. So Toshma, surely you have to make a shvua shloi pagdeini abba. Our father didn't give us anything. Shloi omolonu abba. Our father didn't tell us anything that the shtar was paid up already. V'shloi mitzinu ben shtreisav shlava shtar zeprua. And we did not find a receipt amongst our shtaras. So again, Mashma, if the Malva has a shtar of a receipt, then they have to act as if the shtar was really paid up. Why was saying a shtar, a shtar shayva doesn't mean anything. Amrav Safra again, shenimsa ben shtar kruyim. Again, well, it means if you found a receipt amongst the shtar that was near the shtar that was ripped up. So that's a racist. Since the other shtars were ripped up, and this shtar is near that shtar, what is this shtar doing in the pile of ripped up shtaras? It is very possible because it was paid up already. And now that you find the receipt also by you, then for sure we have to act as if it was paid up. Toshima says, Simfon Shiyeshol of Edom. We have a symptom receipt that has Edom on it. It is Kayim Bechaismov. You make Kayim Bishtar, and we use it for a good receipt. So the aim of, So Rashi says, Yiskayim Bechaismov, that Rimom Malva. Learn in front of the Malva says, it wasn't paid up yet. I didn't give it back to you. So all we would do is miskayim b'chaysom, and then make a good chesima, mashma then, the receipt is called a good receipt, even though it's in the hand of the malva. So the question is why? Even after we makayim the receipt, but maybe the malva wrote it up and it wasn't really paid up yet. So it says, Eima yiskayim mechaysom. That's all it means to say. We makayim from the Edom. What does that mean to say? The shalin and lulisadi means not that we stam when you makayim vishtar, it's automatically a good receipt. Just the receipt by the malva doesn't mean too much. But it means here we have to go and ask the Edim. The Shalina Lulisadi, a Perua Eloi Perua. We have to ask the Edim, was the shtar really paid up or not? But just the fact the Malva is holding on to a receipt doesn't mean anything. So it's not kashan to what we're saying. Toshima says, Simfon Sheshel of Edim. We have a receipt that has Edim signed on it. So kosher, it's a good receipt. So again, L'chort Smashma, even if the Malva is holding on to it, he can't collect anymore. Someone says, no. My Edim means Edikiyim. Yeah. It means the Edom of Edikiyim again, Rashi says, Edikiyim, Shekoso Henpik the Beidino, the Mekhanel Elim came through. It means there was a Henpik on this receipt. And then once there's a Henpik, if Bezdin signed on the receipt, that's for sure Bezdin doesn't sign on a receipt until it was really paid up already. So if we have a Henpik, we have Bezdin signing on the receipt, that shows us for sure the shtar was paid up. Now the Gemara says, if there are no Edom signed on this receipt, it's possible. So, Mayan Olav Edim, what do you mean to say there's no Edim? Ilay Medleko lo Edim, cloud, there's no Edim at all together. Tzrich lemeim at the apostle, you have to tell me it's possible that if you have a receipt that has no Edim, avadud means nothing. What do you have to tell it to me for? El Olav, isn't it talking about Edikiyim? Just means if you don't have any Edikiyim on the Shaver, even though the Edim signed on the Shaver, that means nothing. And that's like we said before, that when the Malva holds on to a receipt, it doesn't mean the Shtar was paid up. It could be the Malva just wanted to keep it on hand so that whenever the labor will come with the money to pay up, he'll give it and I'll give you the receipt right away. So as long as there's no henpik on the shtar, it means nothing. Kufa, what we just learned before, sim from Sheshel of Edim, if you have a receipt that has Edim on it, it's kind of like some of. We're Makayim the shtar. Ain't all of Edim, if there's no Edim. The Yotzim Atachas Yodishlish, and the third person's holding on to it. Oy Shiyotzeli Achar Chitim Shtaros, that comes out after the Chsimus of Shtaros, Kosha. Now, Yotzim Atachas Yashlish, why? So a hemnei malvul shlish, because the Malva trusted the third person. So the third person is holding on to the receipt. That's a good siman that it was really paid up already, because the Malva trusted him. So he's telling us, listen, here's the receipt that the Leiva paid you up, so we believe him. If it wasn't for the fact that the Leiva really paid up the money, the Malva wouldn't have let a receipt be written up in the shtar itself. Usually your receipt, if you want to have in hand, so leave it a separate shtar by itself. Here the Malva let them sign the receipt in the shtar itself. Achachitim Eidim means that in the shtar milv itself, on the bottom of it, you had a receipt written up. In such a case, when the Malva let the receipt be written in the shtar itself, that for sure proves it, that the Leiva really paid back the money. Because the Lav de Pori, if it wouldn't have been for the fact that the Leiva really paid off the money, Lehevi Moro Le Lishtare, the Malva would have never let the receipt be written inside the shtar. So that's for sure proof to say it was really a good receipt. We only saying before that a Malva sometimes would hold on to a receipt by himself, a thing by itself, to have it on hand, but not to write it inside the shtar itself. Hadron Alech Hashtaymach.
Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding up Chof Aleph, your Perek Elu Metzias. The Mishnah says, Elu Metzias Shaloi. These are the things that if you find them, you're allowed to keep them. In other words, you're allowed to take on that the owner was already Miyayish, gave up hope from them, therefore you're allowed to keep them. But the Elu Chayiv Lahachriz, certain Metzias, you have to return, you have to announce it. In other words, the owner was not Miyayish yet. He didn't give up, therefore you have a mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda. Now, Elu Metzias Shaloi. These are the Metzias that you have the right to keep for yourself. Yes, the Mishnah says, "Elu Metzias Shaloi." These are the Metzias that you're allowed to keep for yourself. Motza Peiros Mufuzarin. If you find Peiros fruits, spread out. So you have a right to say the owner was Miyayish, gave up hope of taking them back, and therefore, like Rashi says, "For Hefkehain, they remain now like Hefka." Same thing, Moyes Mufuzaris. If you find money, spread out. So also, Rashi says, "Hoyo V'Ein Lehem Simen Nikur." There's no real sign that the owner could give for it. Therefore, Yusha Miyayish, the owner for sure, gave up hope of getting it back. Therefore, it remains Hefka, and Rashi says, Zehu Tam Kulam. This is the reason for all the cases in the Mishnah that we say the owner was already Miyayish. The same thing, Krichois Peshus Rabim. If you find bundles, Rashi says, Oimrim Ketanim, like small bundles of wheat, Peshus Rabim. Rashi says, Shakil Doshin Alayu, and Peshus Rabim, everybody tramples over them. Therefore, even if there was a simon on it, it was tied together. Still, harei hen nishchas. The simonim, the knife gets destroyed. Therefore, the owner is miyayish. He feels there won't be any more simon left on it, so he's miyayish. For mashma, if you find these things b'shus hayochid, maybe then there would be a chiv to return it. The igule devela. Devela means that dried out figs, that they squash them together, and it looks like a round pie. So if you find a round pie of squashed, dried out figs, the igule devela, also the owner already was miyayish. The same thing, kikroi shonachtem. If you find a bread that the baker makes, so Rashi says, kol kikros hanachtumim shavim. All the bread you buy from a baker looks alike. Therefore, there's no simon. But privately baked bread, in other words, shobala bayis, there would be a simon. That you have to return. But kikroi shonachtem, the regular bread you buy in a bakery, therefore it has no simon, you're allowed to keep it. Mach roizel shodogim. You have a string of fish. Somebody lost a string of fish, and also there's no special simon about it. Therefore, the owner is miyayish, therefore you have a right to keep it. V'chatichoy shobosra, if you find a piece of meat also, the owner was miyayish, you're allowed to keep it. Now, v'gizei tzemer, you find a piece of wool, also there's no simon on it, therefore the owner is miyayish. Halakuchin mimdinosam, that's bought in the regular place. Rashi says it means mimdinosam, like it's raw wool, the way they share it off. Kishar kol gizas hamadina. Everybody else in the city buys raw wool. La fuke is coming to exclude habayis mebeis umin. If you have wool after it's manufactured in a factory, Kirtani Seifa, then we said has a simon on it, that you have to return. But raw wool, we say everybody all looks alike, there's no simon, so the owner for sure is miyayish. The anitze pishna, same thing you find a bundle of flax. Also, that the owner is miyayish, it has no simonim, therefore we're allowed to keep it. O l'shayne shel agamin, Rashi says, tzem estorek, you have wool that was combed out, o moshech, like long threads of wool. And it's dyed purple. But also, Rashi says, u'metsuyinhein, it's very shchiach, everybody used to have it. So again, there's nothing special about it, there's no special simon, therefore the owner gives up hope, and you're allowed to keep it. is Harei Elu Shaloi. Mishnah repeats itself again, we'll see in the Gemara why, but all these cases we have a right to keep it. We have a right to say the owner for sure was Miyayish already, therefore you can keep it. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is what Rabbi Meir holds. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Shiyesh Boi Shinui, anytime you find an object, if there's something different about it, that's the simen, and therefore Chayav L'Hachriz. You can't keep it, but rather you have to return it, you have to pronounce that you found it. Ketzat, what's going to be an example that you found something with a shinui, something different about it? Motzi Igol, you found taka round squashed pie of figs. But uvetoichoi cheres, in the middle of the pie was a cheres, an earthly kli, pottery. So that's a simen, that's something different, therefore this you would have to return, because the owner has a simen. The same thing, kikur, you find a loaf of bread, uvetoichoi mois, in the middle of it there's some money. That's also something different. Here the owner would not be miyayish, here you'd have to return it. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, Kol kli an puria, any new kli. Mora says an puria means something new that you don't have its fierce iron yet. Like you can't even recognize it yourself so much. If such a thing is ain chayav hacharis, then also you do not have to return. Like we don't say there's a simon of its fierce iron. The owner doesn't even come out to recognize it. Therefore, for sure, here's miyayish. You have a right to keep it. You don't have to return it. Now the Gemara says, it says what the Motza Peres Mefuzaron in the Mishnah, if you find fruits scattered around, so you don't have to return it, you have a right to keep it. The Kama, how much is called scattered around? Rashi says, Choshev Pizer, how far and how much has to be scattered out to say that the owner's Miyaj, he gives up hope of coming back to get it? So Rav Yitzchak says, you should know Kav the Yarbamis. If you have a Kav of Peres, one basket full, one Kav full of Peres, that's spread out within 4 amas. That's the shear. Rashi says, Kav mefuzah b'yamamas. Avo b'gimel amas lehavi pizah, that's not called a pizah. But if you have only one kav of peris spread out within 4 amas, that's already, we'll see in the Gemara, too much tircha. The owner says it's not worth it to come back and pick it up. So the owner is miyayish, therefore you're allowed to keep it. Now, hechi dami, Gemara says, what are we talking about the Mishnah? I derech nefilo, if the owner just dropped it, so Rashi says, "Imotzam derech nefila sheesh ladash loyhun chasham midatel naflu." That you could tell the owner didn't really put it down. The owner just fell; it dropped out of his hands or dropped out of his basket. If so, afilu tuvanami. Even if there's a lot there, Rashi mikav nami kibun diain bem simon yushem yayish. Like even if you have 2 kavim fell in arbamis, also the sfor the owner should be miyayish, because on stamp spread out terrace there's no simonim. If the owner did not put it down, he just like lost it himself. So we should say the owner was miyayish. So what's the difference if it's only 1 kav or 2 kavs? He should also be miyayish. V'derechinuach, if we're talking about no, you can tell that the owner did not drop it, did not lose it, but he put it down. But you can tell it's stacked nicely, that the owner himself like put it there and he knows it's there. See, if he put it there, afilu botzum yochin amiloi, that even if you have only a half of a kav spread out, also we should say he should not be miyayish, because the owner put it there, midas. So for sure he's going to come back and take it. What kind of business? What are you right? You have to keep it. Like, mashmeh, if you have less than a kav, so then for sure you're allowed to keep it. Why? No, even if it's less than a kav, even though it's a lot of tircha, still it should be mutter for you to keep it. Yeah. For sure it should be yosef for you to keep it. Because the owner is not miyayish. Since the ma'aseh, the owner put it there, he has not to come back and take it. So why can you keep it? So Mora says, omaravukvo barchomo bimash. We're talking about the Menachtashto, where they gather together Devei Dori by the threshing hole. In other words, we're talking about now that people took their wheat down to the threshing place, to the chopper, and there they chopped their tua, their dash, they threshed their tua. So most of it they took back with them. They left over a little bit there. So true, they know they left it over there. But the question is, that the Marseilles Kav V'yarabamis, if the owner knows that he left over one kav left of his tua, of his parents, that spread out the Balramis, so the svar is the Nofish to Chayu, there's a lot of bother in collecting one kav spread out in Balramis. Therefore, the Torah Chinshi, a person will not bother himself, it's not worth it for him to come back and get it. Therefore, Beloy Hodar Osi, the owner would not come and take it back for Shokalu and take it. He will not return to take it. Therefore, Avkurim Avkalu, for sure the owner makes it Hefka. In other words, the owner was Miyayish, gave up hope of getting it. Therefore, sitting like here, the owner was Miyayish. Therefore, you have a right to keep it. Tanach Nami, we're talking about that the owner Taka put it down there. So the question is, if he put it down, who said he's Miyayish? The Torah says, in this case, for Menachnashtar the Beidori, the Rashi says, Bishas Asifas Gronis, at the time when they gathered together their tfuah, their wheat, and put into the silo, Vekan Doshin Balayim, and the owners come first to thresh out their wheat. Venosu Esikah, so after they threshed it all out, the main part of it they took home with them. Venosu Elu, they left over this last calf they left there. So the Svaro, that if one calf is left over, spread out in Dal Ramis, there's a lot of bother collecting it together. The owner says, it's not worth it for me. I'll leave it there ready. Therefore, if you find that you have a right to keep it. But let's say it's spread out less than Dal Ramis. It's not such a big tircha. Then Torach v'hodar. Then the owner would bother and return. Also, you'll come v'shokalu and take it. And therefore, v'lei mafkalu. Therefore, he's not miyayish. He does not make it hefka. Therefore, you can't take it. That's what Rabbi Yitzchok is mazval mishnah, that only if you find the kav spread out in Dal Ramis, that's too much of a bother for him to come back, for sure he was miyayish. On this, boy Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the question, what's going to be if you find the chatzi kav spread out, but v'shtei amas, was only spread out in two amas? Ma, what's the locha? Do we say the owner was miyayish or not? Kav v'yarba amas time amai, what's the reason why the owner gives up hope of returning, when he left over a kav spread out in four amas? Mishum de nefisha techayu. There's a lot of bother involved. So I'll tell you though, maybe here, chatzi kav b'shtayamis. Even though it's a smaller amount, only a chatzi kav. For since it's only spread out in two amis, it's not such a big spread. Kivun de lenofish techayu, since there's not such a big bother in collecting it, maybe le mafkalu. Maybe the owner would not be mafker, but rather he would have in mind to come back and take it. So then there's no yish, you can't keep it. Or duma, maybe no. The main reason why kav and arbamis is hefka, mishum de lechashivi. It's not so choshev. It doesn't mean that much to him. That's the main reason. Rashi says, "Mishum lechashivi olayu kav peris litrach aleim." Since it's only one kav of peris, it's not worth it.